More trouble in global markets today following the United Kingdom's vote to leave the European Union. Today, George Osborne, Britain's Chancellor of the Exchequer, tried to reassure investors.
It will not be plain sailing in the days ahead. But let me be clear, you should not underestimate our resolve. We were prepared for the unexpected, and we are equipped for whatever happens.
So what might happen in the country that many have thought for years would be the first to leave the EU? Greece. NPR's Joanna Kakissis is in Athens. Hi, Joanna.
Hi, Jeremy.
So what is the conversation like in Athens today? How are people reacting to the decision? Because Greece is a country that many have been looking to wonder whether they're going to leave the EU as well.
there's been a lot of shock here because, many Greeks are used to their country being the reason for chaos in the markets and in Europe and in the world. You know, and I've heard people say, hey, for once, we're not seen as causing all the problems. It's been strange, for people here to see Great Britain, which they say is known for its cool-headedness. It's now in the center of the proverbial storm in Europe. Many Greeks thought the British would vote to stay in the EU because they see the UK as sort of a bedrock of European identity. And to see so many divisions in the UK over the European Union, and to see all the xenophobia, to hear that some of the British want to keep out migrants from poor EU countries, that's been really hard for Greeks to hear. Because Greeks have been studying and working in the UK for years. I know so many people here who have gotten undergraduate degrees, graduate degrees, and it'll be so much harder and more expensive to do that now that it looks like Great Britain will leave the EU.
Well, has the Brexit vote reignited calls for a Grexit from the Euro and from the European Union by Greece?
No, not at the moment. No one's actually calling for a referendum on leaving or, a question of whether they should leave or remain in the EU. But, there is concern that the instability of Britain withdrawing from the EU could mean that Greece could be marginalized within the Union. Some Greeks are concerned that the EU after this Brexit could become more insular. And Greece is already the pariah of the Eurozone, still in a deep economic depression and still deeply in debt. So some are worried that the Eurozone leaders will just lose the will to keep managing this never-ending debt crisis. And some Eurozone leaders, they think Greece has been too slow to reform its economy. So, some people here worry that they could just let Greece default and cut their losses.
And what about the economic impact on Greece from the Brexit? What do we know at this point? We've been watching the stock market here in the United States just plummet ever since the vote on Thursday. What's happening in Greece? And what are the fears about how this could impact tourism in Greece, because a lot of Brits go and spend time on the Greek islands.
That's right. The stock market took a huge hit here as well. And, there's been concern about Greek exports to the UK if they're going to go down. But you're right. Tourism is the big thing because, the British are the second most popular tourist to Greece after the Germans. And the British spend somewhere between 55% to 60% more than other tourists here. They represent about 10% of total tourism to Greece and about 14% of total travel receipts. So if the pound stays weak, then they won't be spending as much or staying as long in Greece is relying heavily on tourism revenue to help keep it afloat as the country enters its seventh year of recession.
That's NPR's Joanna Kakissis joining us from Athens as we watch the fallout across Europe from the Brexit vote. Joanna, thanks.
You're welcome, Jeremy.